We come in our scripture reading to the 14th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. We'll read verses 1 to 23. You'll find it on page 734 using the Pew Bible. Now, we have another prophecy against Babylon. One interesting feature is that he treats Babylon as the greatest of the world empires, which it was not yet. Isaiah is writing in the late 8th century B.C. It won't be for 100 years or so before Babylon takes the place of the Assyrians and rides on high. But this is the word of God, and God is speaking through his servant. And God is mocking them. What he's going to say here is that you think you're so high and mighty, you thought you would elevate yourself above me, but hell is waiting for you to get there. And there's quite a lot of working with that out. And all those kings I threw down before, they're going to greet you there. You're going to be cast down. Now, very interestingly, verse 2 begins a passage that most evangelicals have taken to be a description of the fall of Satan. The King James Version says, "How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer?" The English Standard Version says, "O day star." Now, most scholars today will argue that that is not explicitly talking about that great archangel Satan who fell, but rather it's talking about Babylon. It's about the Babylonian ruler. And the day star is the planet Venus, which rises in the morning above the other stars, and then it's lost within the sun. And that was part of the Babylonian mythology. I think they probably have a pretty good case. And yet it's also about Satan. It's also a reflection. Behind these evil powers is Satan. In fact, you have you think of Genesis 3, where Satan tempted Adam and Eve by saying, "You will be like God." Here we are told you thought that you would be above God. It's the logic of Satan at work, and God will cast it down. The utter destruction and condemnation of all the ungodly powers. Now, the beginning of the chapter speaks of God's compassion on Israel. And blessings are given here that cause some believers to argue that there has to be a period of time after Jesus returns, before the final judgment, when Israel will be restored to world empire. And these verses will literally describe they have to be fulfilled there. I think they're very mistaken. This is a description, figuratively, of the church age. But the big point is very clear. There are only two great powers. You can be under the empires and the powers of the world. They're so impressive. They give pleasures and riches. They intimidate the people of God. The problem is that they are not God. The problem is it's all false, and the true God will cast them down. You think of the final judgment. In fact, the last verse of this passage says God will sweep them away like a broom. He is the true sovereign. We see we can also be among the beleaguered people of God, much afflicted in this world, sinners themselves, but cleansed by the blood of Christ. They are the heirs of the eternal glory. Well, wisdom would say, I want to be with the people of God. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, Isaiah 14, beginning at verse 1. "For the Lord will have compassion on Jacob and will again choose Israel, and will set them in their own land, and sojourners will join them, and will attach themselves to the house of Jacob. And the peoples will take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel will possess them in the Lord's land as male and female slaves. They will take captive those who were their captors, and rule over those who oppressed them. When the Lord has given you rest from your pain and turmoil and the hard service with which you were made to serve, you will take up this taunt against the king of Babylon. How the oppressor has ceased, the insolent fury ceased. The Lord has broken the staff of the wicked, the scepter of rulers that struck the peoples in wrath with unceasing blows, that ruled the nations in anger with unrelenting persecution. The whole earth is at rest and quiet. They break forth into singing. The cypresses rejoice at you, the cedars of Lebanon, saying, 'Since you were laid low, no woodcutter comes up against us.' Sheol beneath is stirred up to meet you when you come. It rouses the shades to greet you, all who were leaders of the earth. It raises from their thrones all who were kings of the nations, all of them will answer and say to you, you too have become as weak as we. You have become like us. Your pomp is brought down to Sheol. The sound of your harps, the maggots are laid as a bed beneath you, and worms are your covers. How you are fallen from heaven, O day star, son of dawn. How you are cut down to the ground, you who laid the nations low. You said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven above the stars of God. I will set my throne on high. I will sit on the mount of assembly in the far reaches of the north. I will ascend above the height of the cloud. I will make myself like the Most High. But you are brought down to Sheol, to the far reaches of the pit. Those who see you will stare at you and ponder over you. Is this the man who made the earth tremble, who shook kingdoms, who made the world like a desert and overthrew its cities, who did not let his prisoners go home? All the kings of the nations lie in glory, each in his own tomb, but you are cast out, away from your grave, like a loathed branch. Clothed with the slain, those pierced by the sword, who go down to the stores of the stones of the pit, like a dead body trampled underfoot. You will not be joined to them in burial, because you have destroyed your land. You have slain your people. May the offspring of evildoers never bore me be named. Prepare a slaughter for his sons because of the guilt of their fathers, lest they rise and possess the earth and fill the face of the world with cities. I will rise up against them, declares the Lord of hosts, and will cut off from Babylon name and remnant, descendants and posterity, declares the Lord. And I will make it a possession of the hedgehog and pools of water, and I will sweep it with the broom of destruction, declares the Lord of hosts. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.